Thank you. To the Lord. Oh. Oh! Thank you. Now all I know, Tell this whole class of college kids what our life was about, the events in our life that led us to stand at ACU in this class. And Raj got up, and I believe he was from Burma, I can't remember. He talked funny. We all thought he was a little strange. We'd never heard his story. Raj started out, he said, "Hey, I remember," and I'm not even going to try the accent, so. Sounded like an Indian, you know, like an East Indian. Anyway, it all made us want to laugh, but it wasn't funny. He said, I remember when I was little, my dad had this red moped. And my dad was a Christian. And in our country, Christians weren't accepted. But my dad, he had found Jesus and he was on fire. And he had found a group that would smuggle him Bibles in our language. And he would sneak these Bibles to friends, to people he was teaching. And he did all his work on his little red moped. And he would drive, he said, I remember riding on the moped with my dad through our city that was so polluted and so terrible and so dark. And dad was trying to be the light. And mom was always worried because it was against the law in our country to be doing what dad was doing. And he said when I was, 10 or 11 years old, one day Dad rode off on the moped And Dad never came back. And the authorities had gotten Roger's dad, and he said, we thought they were going to find out who we were too, and so Mom grabbed the family, and we had a sister that lived on the border, Mom's sister. I mean, he told this incredible story of escaping and knowing that Dad was dead because he was sharing Bibles. Hey, y'all, this is 25, 30 years ago, okay? And I'm sitting in a room of safety at ACU, and I've been laughing at Raj and his accent, and he didn't really fit in, and then we got to hear the truth of his story. He said we were smuggled across the border, and we fought and clawed and found our way to America. And with tears in his eyes, he said, "Isn't it awesome that I'm here in America, and I don't have to be worried about sharing the light?" He said, I still can feel my dad holding me on the front of that red moped. If I was lost, and I lived across the street from you in Austin, would you walk across the street and tell me about Jesus? Y'all, there are people in the world today that are walking across the street with their life in danger and sharing the light. Because it is the light and it's the truth. And we're afraid in a locker room to stand up for Jesus because somebody might look at us funny. It's time to get over it. It's time to stand up. I've invited James to talk to us tonight about the light, about becoming the salt and the light. I'm going to pray over him and turn him loose on us. And I just pray the Spirit is going to work us over. We're going to stand up for what we believe. Let's pray. Lord, this is James, and he loves you. He loves these kids. And anybody that will do what he did on the bus a few years ago loves these kids. A rough bus ride. Lord, I praise you for him, his life. I thank you. Every time I can have a conversation, Lord, with him, I am blessed. Amen. And I just praise you for him, his faith in you, his enduring love for these young people. I pray you'll be with him tonight as he speaks truth to us in this room about us standing up and being the light. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You are the light of the world. A town on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do you light a lamp and put it under a bowl, but instead you put it on its stand so that it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. Where are my eighth graders at? Who's in eighth grade right now? I can't see. I don't know why I'm pretending. Okay. When I was in eighth grade, let me give you this mental picture. Are you ready for it? Eighth grade James. He wasn't the specimen that you see before you today. He was tall and gangly. He had even worse red hair than I have now. He had big old huge glasses. And he wore Michael Jordan t-shirts every day because he loved Michael Jordan. LeBron who? Nah, man, Jordan. That's where it's at. He liked to play sports, but he wasn't great at them. He'd trip over his feet. He had these weird socks he'd wear all the time playing basketball. It was terrible. He was a smart kid. But he was also the butt of many jokes. I remember I went to this really, really small school. In fact, when I graduated from this school, I graduated with eight other people. I was valedictorian. You're welcome. You know, that's great. In case you have never been in the midst of a valedictorian, now you are. And it was super duper small. And I remember we didn't even have a gym at our school for basketball practice or for games, so we had to go somewhere else for practice. And I remember that 5-minute van ride was open season on James Henley. There was a lot to pick on. There was a lot to make fun of. And they let me have it. All 8th grade year. I got every kind of joke you can imagine. And you've probably been the butt of many jokes too. It doesn't feel great, does it? Before too long, I started believing some of the things that they said about me. Things that were not true. I believed I wasn't worth anything. I believed I was awkward. That one was probably true, but I believed that no one liked me. I believed that if I disappeared, who would notice? I don't know if you've been there before, but it's not a great place to be. Some of you may be there right now. If you are, I want to tell you something tonight. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Because God has done incredible things. That passage I just read, the first two words say, "You are." If you listen to what everybody else tells you you are nothing. But if you listen to what God says you are, then you are loved by God.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what everybody else says. He says, you are. He's giving us purpose when he says that. When Jesus says, you are, he's saying, here's who I'm saying you are. And you can believe it because it's true. He says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. That is our purpose. We are to expose the lies and reveal the truth. That we are not junk, that we are not trash, that we are not to be mistreated, because God has made us incredible. He has given us a purpose to be His light in a dark world. So all those lies that we hear about our body not being the way it should, or us not being as beautiful as other people think we should be, or us being as intelligent or as athletic or whatever else, all those things don't matter. Because God says, you are the light of the world. Our job is to expose those things to be the lies that they are and reveal who it is that God is in this world. He says, a city on a hill, a town on a hill cannot be hidden. I remember a long time ago, about 15 years ago, I went on this road trip from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'm from, all the way to Los Angeles, California. Anybody ever been to L.A.? L.A. is cool, right? So we drive all this way, 24 hours. We drive down I-40. It felt like it would never end. And I remember we got about within 100 miles of L.A. And we kind of came over this ridge. And we looked out, and it was light. It was bright. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and it was lit up. You could see it from 100 miles away. It was incredible. I'll never forget that. And that's what God says about you. That you are the light of the world. A city, a town on a hill can't be hidden. If we are in the light, there's no way for us to hide our light. If we are in the light, if we are the people that God has called us to be, then there's no way we can hide the light. Because if God is at work within you, it's going to shine bright. It's going to be bold. It's going to be visible. And some of us have got a problem with trying to hide our light. That's the next thing he says, right? He says, neither do you light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Some of us think, well, you know, it's really not a great time for me to be shining my light, so I'm just going to, like, hide it under a bushel. No. Thank you. Like one person knew the rest of the song. Hide it under a bushel. No, right? I'm going to let it shine. Because if we are in the light, there's no way that we hide that. Because God has given us a purpose to be His and to be His light. And if we are His light, we are shining so bright that nothing is covering us up, that nothing is stopping us, that nothing is going to contain the power that God has within us. You hear what I'm saying? God has given you a purpose, and it is to shine. When we don't shine our light, we aren't fulfilling our purpose. Next thing he says right after that, you don't put it on a bowl. Instead, you put it on its stand so it gives life to everyone in the house. So, back in the day, they didn't have light switches, right? Did they have light switches? And there you go, you're still awake. Okay, cool. They didn't have light switches. So they would light candles or lamps or something like that, and then they would put them on this stand, right? This kind of pedestal where it would be up high. Because when light goes up high, it shines and covers more area. So they'll put their lights up high so it would shine and let everybody in the house see. And so if God has given us this purpose, this identity, that we are the light of the world, I want you to think about what your stand is. If he says, you don't light a lamp and put it in a bowl, that's dumb. That's covering up the light. But instead, you put it on a stand, then I'm going to ask you, what is your stand? Where are you shining your light? What are you doing with that? What is your platform? What opportunities do you have to be someone who shines brightly? Where does God need you to shine brightly? Does God need you to be, does your stand need to be at your school? Do people need to see the light shining brightly at your school? Do you have friends that have no clue how good and amazing our God is? Maybe that's your stand. Maybe it's at your church that you need to be a bright, shining light. Maybe that's your stand. That at your church you have people that show up on Sundays just to show up on Sundays. They don't get this whole idea that God has given them a purpose and that He's given them this incredible opportunity to be a light for Him. Maybe your church is your stand where you shine brightly. You let others see how amazing God is. Maybe it's at your home with your family. Maybe things aren't easy there. Maybe that's where you need to be on your stand to shine brightly. To let your family know how amazing our God is. What's your stand? If he says they don't cover it up with a bowl, instead they put it on a stand. If we're the light of the world, we're going to be a light. Where is your stand? What opportunities do you have that you haven't been taking advantage of, that you haven't been making the most of, to be the light of the world? What's your stand? Last part. He says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and say, well done, good job, way to be a good light. That they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, God has made you and He's made me with a purpose, and it's to reveal the truth. That means we're not going to buy into the lies that Satan is selling us anymore, but we're going to shine brightly and we're going to have a stand. There's going to be somewhere. I know there's at least one place in your life, in my life, that we need to do a better job of making the most of the opportunities we have to proclaim Christ as Lord. And when we do, it has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with God. That's why it says, when you do those things, people will see the good that you do, and they will praise God for it, not you for it. And if you go into things expecting for people to praise you for the good things that you do, you've missed what it is that we're called to do. And God has called us to be His light, to shine bright and bold, in order that people may see us, but really instead see Him. See what I'm saying? So, I know what you're thinking, but James, there's so many reasons why I really don't know if I can shine. Well, let me just answer all your fears and doubts right now. You ready? Numero uno, I speak Spanish. I really don't want to shine because if I do, I really don't want to lose friends. Well, here, let me tell you something. If you lose friends from following Christ and from shining bright, then God has just showed you who needs to see the light that you're shining the most. Jesus says there is going to be times when things will not work out with certain people, and you may lose friends and you may lose family, but you shine brightly. We are not guaranteed that things work out with our friends, but we are guaranteed a place next to the Father if we serve and love and follow Him. If you don't want to lose friends, there's a whole lot more at stake here than that, folks. It's time to shine. Numero dos. You say, well, I don't know if I'm good enough to shine. Wrong answer. Yeah. Because God made you. Do you think that God would make you inadequate? Do you think that the creator of the universe, the one who put the stars in place, who made you and crafted you, would make you less than? No! Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." He's made us to shine. And so if you have this idea in your head that, oh, I'm not good enough, I don't know if I can really put myself on that stand, that platform, that opportunity to shine for God, God looks at that and He goes, are you kidding me? You know how much time I spent on you? You know how much I looked at you and I looked and I looked and I said, yeah, that's right. We are God's handiwork. If you were looking at yourself today and you go, well, I just don't know if I'm good enough, God looks at you and He says, oh no, you are more than good enough. You are my child that I made and that I love. You're probably thinking one more thing. I knew it. It's numero tres. You don't want to shine because if you shine, well then, I'm going to get a lot of attention. And I'm just really not about the spotlight. I'm not about the attention. I really just don't think that's my place. Well, you're wrong. Good news is that Christ is the one who should be seen. Colossians chapter 3 says, since then we've been raised with Christ, set our hearts on things above, not on earthly things, because we died and our life, check this, is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then we also will appear with Him in glory. He says a couple really important things there. He says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. You get what that means? That means that when people see you, they don't see you. They see God. Because when we are people who have died to ourselves and we live for Him, we are lost in the beauty and the majesty of God. That no longer is it James Henley that you see, but it's Jesus Christ. By the way that I live and the way that I act and the way that I talk. If you're worried about people looking at you in attention, good news is that Jesus is the one who should be seen. Our life is hidden with Christ. When Christ, who is your life, He is everything. I think we're running out of reasons to not to shine. You don't want to lose friends? Guess what? God just showed you who you need to be shining to. You think you're not good enough? Oh no. You were made by the master craftsman. You were formed by His hands. You don't want attention? Good news. Nobody should be seeing you anyway. They should be seeing what Christ is doing at work in your heart and in your life. I think we're out of reasons. I think there's only one thing left to do. It's to shine. God has given you a purpose. Don't let anybody sell you short. Don't let 8th grade James needed to hear this, man, because I got down on myself pretty quickly. I had zero self-esteem 8th grade year because I forgot to look at who it is that has given me a purpose and a life. You are the light of the world. What is your stand? Where's the platform that you're going to shine from? What opportunities are you going to make the most of to be the one that Christ has called you to be a shining, bright light for Him? Know that it's not about you, but instead, it's about Him and what He's done. And we reflect His glory. It's easy to be in a place like this and to hear the singing tonight. I don't know what it is about this room. We sing the same songs at church. Seems like we should have the same heart singing it. This room is special, though. There's something about it. And now, we're faced with a choice. And that is, are we going to shine? You're out of reasons why not to. It's time to shine. Stop looking for reasons and excuses to not be who God has called you to be. What do you need to do to live out the purpose that God has given you? Maybe for some of us, for a lot of us, that means we've got to make some changes. Maybe your life is not hidden with Christ in God. And if that's not the case, it's time to make a change. It's time for you to put aside self and instead to put on Christ. So that when you shine, nobody sees you, but they see Him. It's our time to shine. And it starts here. And it starts now. You are the light of the world. Let's pray. Father God, You are incredible. And for all those lies I was told as a kid, all I needed to do was look to You to see who it is You made me and called me to be. And so God, I hope that these people in this room tonight will not make the same mistake I did. And that they will see that You have given us purpose. You have sent us on a mission that we are to be the light of the world. God, it's tough for us. We find a lot of reasons why not to shine, but every single one of them You've answered. You have made us. You have built us to be Your children. You've given us strength. You've given us courage. And God, You have protected us by letting us hide ourselves in Christ. And so I just pray for everyone in this room tonight, Lord, that You will help us to be people who shine brightly. That we don't mess around trying to cover it up from time to time. That we want people to see certain things about us, so we hide our light sometimes and we reveal it to others. That's not the purpose You've called us to. Help us to find our stand, Lord, somewhere that we can have an opportunity to shine brightly. God, it's our time to shine. Thank You for giving us everything we need. I pray that You will help us to make any and every change we need to make so that we might be a bright, shining city on the hill. We pray this tonight in the name of Jesus. And together we say, Amen.
I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, Rainbow up in heaven's clear sky. Thank you.